the GamerCast. I'm Adam.
And I'm Paul, and this is episode 36, man.
36.
Oh, come closer, man. You're not very loud.
Closer with a wobbly chair. The air scream is me falling
off. We need to get the audio quality up as well.
Yeah.
So buy us a decent microphone, someone.
By the way, you'll hear a lot of this noise. It's because I've got a piece of chewing gum stuck on my broken tooth. Again, with the teeth. I have to have a broken tooth this episode. It's great. Paul hates teeth.
I don't hate teeth. I hate teeth that are wrong.
Yeah.
And falling to bits.
I hate eyes.
Nothing wrong with eyes. Eyes are fine.
No, eyes are fine apart from when people start poking them. Well, their own eyes. If people start touching their own eyes, it freaks me out. Yeah,
it's like contact lenses. Oh my god.
No, don't even get me started on that. Contact lenses. My mate tried.
How can anyone like poke stuff in their eyes?
My mate tried to get me to put his cup of contacts in because he couldn't get the left one in. It took me about a quarter of an hour. By the end of it, I just poked him in the eye because I got so fed up with it. Because I'm squeamish like anything, and I'm like trying to get it in, and every time I just touch his eyeball, he'd blink, and he would just fold the contact lens up, and it'd go in his eye. Awful.
Let me guess, his eye was like pure red by the end of it all.
Yeah, got it in there.
Got it in there. Shame he was blind.
Yeah, mad. Shit happens. Right, on
letters.
The show. Letters. We've had some really good responses this week, which I'm liking. Keep all up the good letters. I like a good read.
Yeah, good read.
Can't be asked.
Okay, Bobman.
Yeah.
Says, "Hey guys, glad to hear you're okay." A few things to point out. He had a capital G for glad, even though it wasn't a new sentence. So we need to correct his grammar for that. This is really unacceptable for Sonny, who claims he's like an American accent training center. He doesn't even know basic grammar. And he says you're possessive rather than you are. You know. Come on, Bob man.
But anyway, yeah, I'm okay. The wisdom teeth are out. Now I've got a broken tooth.
Well,
because
Bob man's not talking about that.
We might have been.
Bob man's talking about NVIDIA.
They're all worried that I'm not okay. I can talk now, just about.
I'm not okay. I've got to work for a living.
So if I could go work tomorrow morning.
I've got to get up tomorrow morning. You don't see me. Right, anyway.
Wait a minute, I get up at bloody 6:30 in the morning.
6:30, bugger that.
Exactly. If I don't get up at 6:30, I won't make it into town to get to work.
I can't get up much before 1:30.
No,
12 is pushing it. Anyway, he says, NVIDIA does not suck. I will not have a bad word said about them. My 79 whatever GT beats my neighbor's X1800 XT. So, sticking our tongue to you. Well, I can stick my tongue out as well. And I can say, NVIDIA's drivers are shit. You try getting them to work on Flipping Vista. They're buggy. They're slow. They crash. They've got massive, you know... Oh.
I don't like the way that cricket's looking
and
at me.
I don't like... Don't give ideas.
It's staring at my leg. There's a cricket in the bedroom and it's staring at me. It's a green one. It's like a ninja.
It's a bloody scary thing. It's going to eat everyone.
Mm.
Especially because it's about 7 inches long.
At least a good 7 inches.
Oh wait, that's more of a foot, isn't it?
Mm.
You've got a foot long cricket.
I got a foot long hit it with the cricket bat. Anybody up for some cricket? We're really getting off topic. Yeah.
It would grab the cricket bat and probably kill you. It's got that look in its eyes.
You got red on you.
Right, anyway, what else does he say? Blah, blah, blah. I will move on because I'm listening to the episode whilst I type. Oh, that's clever.
I like that. Everyone should do that.
Nice little freebie game you should have a go at is Warrock. Warrock is. Let's have a look at that.
Warrock.net.
Yeah, Warrock. That's how it's written. Let's have a look at this. Okay, everything's coming soon. Okay, that seems very interesting. As I can't be bothered to read letters before the show, we'll have to look at the website later.
I know, look at the letter. It looks like it's kind of like a Battlefield 2 sort of game.
I see.
Getting on
with
bikes.
Motorbikes.
Yeah, motorbikes, planes, sniper rifles, helicopters.
Okay, bored of that. We need a good game like this one here.
That one.
Like Battlefield 2, but not in 3. Well, 3 is good, so, you know. It's only a beta, so it'll probably be crap in the next few weeks or so. Any thoughts on Company of Heroes? What's that?
That's that World War game.
Oh, God.
I'm not... one thing I like to say is I ain't a big fan of those ones. It's got a good time period, lots of war going on, and it's kind of okay, true-ish. Sometimes I get it right, most of the time I get it wrong. So, but... Yeah, I can't really say much about it apart from it doesn't...
Apart from weird noises.
Yeah, off you with ogres. Yeah, no, it doesn't blow any wind up my skirt. Yeah, I've never... I can appreciate it. You know, you get a good game like... what was the one that was out on release for 360?
Call of Duty 2.
Yeah, see, look, fair enough. Call of Duty 2, I played it, I liked it, but it's not that sort
it's
of game.
It's gone, World War 2. Oh my God, I'm so bored.
Yeah, I won't go out and spend 50 quid on something like that. It's a little bit too much for my liking.
Just looking at the latest PC game mag and it looks good, but seems much like Brothers in Arms, which is crap. Hellgate London.
Yes. Now this I can talk about. This was the game I was trying to think of earlier that was on PC Gamer. Basically, there's some sort of conspiracy about
some
the
sort
London
of quantum ponage effect, where my ponage is transmitted quantumly across the entire universe.
Now that's the sequel.
Just get on with it. Stop getting distracted.
Basically, it's about a conspiracy of gate.
The last thing we need is more of these stupid... You know what? The Christmas tent we had working at a store a few years back, he said, I'm an expert at conspiracy theories. Yeah, you are. You ain't got a fucking clue what reality is, have you, mate? And then he went on about one about how the moon landings were faked. It would bloody cost more to fake them when it would be just to do it.
Right. Basically, it's about a...
Hey, I'm on a rant now.
It's a bit like Doom.
Doom?
You know how
Doom... Why did you just say Doom to start with, then?
Yeah, I got your intention, didn't I? You know, like in Doom, they made a gateway to hell sort of thing on it in number 3. Number 3 was a gateway to hell or something that they created.
Well, a gateway to some nasty place. Later, probably Bognor Regis or something.
Yeah, they look like hell. Well, anyway, this is about the gateway to hell that's underneath the subway station in London.
Oh, God.
And it ends up being let loose and all these creatures come out and stuff. So you're in kind of like this knight armour, but it's futuristic armour. You've got this big sword and you've got the guns. And
futuristic, but has a sword. Is this the most sophisticated technology this guy can come up with? A sword.
Yeah, it cuts the crap out of him, and then you've got these like big guns.
Yeah.
And
so it's a nuclear weapon.
It's very kind of like,
yeah,
Prey,
man, just
Doom
send
3.
A fucking nuke through the portal.
You'd like it's very Doom 3 stroke
Doom.
Prey.
I want to play Doom now, actually. Let's stop doing the show and I'm going to play Doom.
No, not yet. Wait, get your finger off that button. But yeah, it looks good. Maybe not my type of game, but for those people that are...
So, wait a minute. The conspiracy is there's a gate to hell under London?
Yeah, it was all sealed up in Victorian times when they created the original subway station.
So why didn't the Victorians do anything about it then?
I think there's like a backstory or something that there was. I didn't really read it because it's not my type of game, but it did look quite good from the screenshots. I'll bring PC Gamer magazine in.
Yeah, man, we built, you know, the subways 100 years ago, well, 100 whatever years ago it is now. And, you know, did all the drainage and all that sort of stuff. And then they found a portal to hell. And then they said, hey, dudes, let's brick it up quick. And that stopped the hell invasion of brick wall.
Yeah. Did you not know that demons, the only way you can stop them coming in, you know, if you're being attacked by vampires, the quickest way to save your own ass is brick and mortar. Brick and mortar up your door, they ain't going to get in. Wing knows the lot.
Are you kidding? Do you know how strong vampires are?
Yeah, but not against brick and mortar. They might be able to break down your door and your windows, but they can't get past brick and mortar.
They could take down a single brick wall easy.
You seen any vampires run through the wall? No, they smash the doors down. They got their hands coming underneath and they're coming through the windows. But have you ever seen one run through your bedroom wall? Well,
no, that's
bedroom
because
wall's
everywhere,
not
everywhere, has a, everywhere has like doors, so they'd rather use a door, but they can get through the wall if they need to.
I want
to
see a vampire. That's it. We need someone out there. Please tell me a film with vampires in where they actually go through a brick wall. I need to find out if they've ever gone through a brick wall.
Just because vampires in a film haven't done it, that means vampires in real life can. Get real, man.
Vampires in real life are just people that have got that disease where they can't grab the sunlight because they get burnt easily.
What, like me?
Right.
Half-Life Episode 2 trailer is out, just in case anyone doesn't know. I didn't know, so shame on me, apparently. Half-Life 2 Episode 1 doesn't need the first Half-Life. just thought I'd add that. Okay, thank you, Bob Mann.
Because we weren't too sure about that last time, were we?
Yeah, because I don't really have a clue what's going on.
Yeah, we haven't used it. We haven't bought it yet because I still haven't finished Half-Life 2. I haven't been asked to reinstall it yet since I wiped my hard drive.
We've got an email from Mike Kelly, aka Mr. Smith. He says, you guys would make a better impression on people if you didn't bash Sony in every show.
Hang on a second. Sony's crap. Carry on.
Everyone knows Sony sucks. Us listeners just get tired of you pointing out the obvious.
When you... me being dyslexic. When I read the letter from this distance, especially I got my glasses on, I read it as, you listeners just get tired of pointing out Oblivion.
Well, don't we make the text bigger?
Nah, sorry, because you're reading it.
Well, you can read the other ones then. P.S. You should do an episode where you just bash Sony and blow up a PSP and a PS2. Well, we've already done the PS2.
We didn't blow it up, we kind of imploded it and then filled it full of goo. Wonder if it would float.
But it probably would with the foam one, wouldn't it? It wouldn't otherwise, would it?
No.
Catherine says, PQ is a real good game, so shush, Moomy. Okay. The little man says, so Adam, dude, yo! You finally got a pixel shader. Wow, dude, yo! And I am not related to Bob Man. Okay, little man, he's not related to Bob Man. P.S. Sony sucks.
He's probably not related. That's what he says. He's probably not related. He's like Mini-Me. He's a clone. Little Man is a little version of Bob Man running around.
Probably. Hey, it's Bob Man again. He sent another thing. Just think how sick you'd need to be related to me. Haha. Just a quick note. Valve Steam are offering a free 5-day trial of Red Orchestra. They've updated it apparently, so I'll give it a go and see what it's like. It starts Wednesday, 2nd of August. Okay.
Red Orchestra. That's that orchestra game where you've got that little wand and you start playing the
Tetris music. No. You've got an orchestra, but the main thing you actually play yourself is this red clarinet.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to play the clarinet in the orchestra.
Cool. You hit anyone over the head with it?
No, you've got the buttons or the individual keys, and
that's what you want.
The triggers.
You want to have some game that's called something orchestra, and it's not an orchestra game. You just go around, and you've got a violin case. You open it up, and you shoot everybody. It's like the guy at Desperado giant Mexican with a guitar case full of guns.
Okay. Right, that's the letters done, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, look, the main renewal reminder, don't worry. I'll pay you later. Right. In the funky world of releases, we have zero releases on the Xbox 360, zero releases on the Nintendo DS, zero releases on the Xbox, zero releases on the GameCube. On the Game Boy Advance, we've got Ant Bully and Yu-Gi-Oh!
Duel Academy.
Whatever that is.
Based off the new Yu-Gi-Oh! Cartoon.
On the PlayStation Portable, we've got Field Commander. Formula 1 06 and Juiced Eliminator.
I wonder if that's based off the car game.
What, Juiced?
Mm.
Probably.
Most it's
probably Juiced plus extra crap to try and make chavs by.
Mm.
On the PS2, there's some game I can't pronounce, Pinball Classics. James Pond Robofish.
Can't stand it. It's bloody RoboCod. And they call it James Bond because James Pond and RoboCod were two funny, twisty things about fishes playing two different characters. And instead they merged them together. It's not James Pond. It may look like it and got the same characters, but it's RoboCod. I've never known James Pond having the ability to stretch himself in the middle. I hated it when they did it on the Amstrad. It's like, stop it.
What the hell are you on about?
It was originally called RoboCod, and there was other game.
Hang on, the first game was just James Pond then, wasn't it?
No, the first game was James Pond, and it was him in a tuxedo, and they had RoboCod.
RoboCod was a separate game.
Yeah, then it was James Pond, RoboCod too.
Where they had the RoboCop ripoff doing the game.
Yeah.
Which is actually a pretty good game. Then I played it just a couple of months ago, I played it again, and God, is it crap. Right, anyway, so yeah, Formula 1 came out on the PS2 as well, and so did the Ant Bully,
which is based off a new CG film coming out about a kid that goes around in the garden with a magnifying glass burning ants and stuff like that.
Let me guess, the ants get their revenge.
No, they get their shaman from their tribe to create this potion, and they sneak into his bedroom while he's asleep and pour it in his ear, and it shrinks him down to the size of an ant. And he ends up helping the ants against this exterminator that comes to destroy the whole ant colony in the back garden.
Well, surely he'd be much better equipped at doing that if he was real life size rather than tiny size.
Well, no, the original concept was the fact that they wanted to bully him, but then he ends up joining their side, but he's still small.
So, in other words, what I said is correct.
Yeah. PC.
We've got Civ City, Rome.
Is that connected with any other of the City games or anything? Or is it a complete standalone game that's not made by any of the companies?
I seem to remember Sid Meier being mentioned in it somewhere.
Mm.
But that's about as far as my knowledge goes.
Okay. Because I haven't seen much of it, I've just seen a few screenshots and stuff. Looks quite good if you like the Roman sort of area and kind of that whole...
The Roman area, yeah, like pop around the Romans.
That kind of creating cities sort of thing. It's like SimCity, but with the Romans.
Right, anyway, more importantly, Sid Meier, Civilization 4.
Warlords.
You sound like a sheep with a sword or something.
Just watch that. Stab a sheep. I wonder if she'd make that noise if we stabbed her. Let's not try.
No, that would be
There's
mean.
The guy with the sideburns.
We're saving him for later.
Professor Colin Pillage. Is that your Spanish name? Pronounce your name? Billinger?
Pillinger.
Colin Pillinger.
Right. So what should we start with?
Civilization 4 Warlords.
Yeah, I bought it a few hours ago and I played it for about half an hour. And then I got nagged to play Battle for Middle-earth 2, so I played that instead.
Yeah, but it's looking quite good, must admit. Box itself.
The box itself is a box. That game.
Standard see-through, nice good quality box, very similar to the box that comes in the packaging with Civilization 4.
In other words, it's a DVD box.
Yeah.
Well done.
The manual is pretty thick, but you could beat a small child to death with it. Not like the previous one for Civ 4, where you can beat a small whale to death with it.
Did you see the Civ 3 manual?
Civ 3 manual. Come on, show me the Civ 3 manual.
Where is it? Right up there.
Don't fall. Right on the top shelf. If I would look at that then.
Oh man, look at the dust on there.
Civilization 3.
Are you ready?
It's an antique.
Are you ready?
Oh, look at that. That's a wad.
Now that's a manual.
The thing is that they could print them bigger anyway because of the fact that they knew they could fit them in a box. But no, I must admit, I do like the manual and the presentation.
Whoa.
For... My God, look at the dust on you.
Yeah, let's put this back up here before everything else gets dusty.
Yeah. But, no, I must admit, it is looking quite nice. Warlords, front cover with loads of all the armies battling each other.
Although, I do not like the introduction. Actually, the best introduction they ever did was the Civilization 3 introduction.
Mm.
I really liked that. It was a really positive feel. There wasn't much war in it. I mean, there was a bunch of guys marching at one point, but it was a very positive feel about humanity unites into this, you know, giant civilization.
Right, let's have a little read. We're going to have a read. Right. The official expansion pack for the award-winning Sid Meier's Civilization 4. With new civilization scenarios, leaders, units, including the new warlord, you can change the course of history.
Yeah, I got one of those guys. I told him to build a military academy, which makes units in one city build 25% faster.
Oh, that's cool.
Wow, that's really going to change history.
You change the course of history through conquest and military might. A must for Civ fans everywhere. Civilization 4 Warlords delivers a more challenging, fun, action, excitement as you strive for world domination. New civilizations, 6 all new civilizations with equal units, buildings, and new wonders. And introduce vast states. New leaders. Although another 10 of history's greatest military leaders, including Shaka.
Bob Geldof.
Shaka. It sounds like Shaka.
Where?
That one there. It's like off Ace Ventura 2, whenever he talks about the bat. And the bat was pronouncing the African name is Shaka. and you could always hear someone's voice whenever, because the guy who played Ace Ventura hated bats. Wong Kong, Augustus Caesar, along with new leaders, and yada yada yada.
Yeah, new leaders. We get to kill Churchill, the little fat twat.
Warlord units, new great.
Should be locked up. Statues should be torn down. Ashes should be imprisoned.
There's some new scenarios, 8 additional scenarios, including Alexander's conquest. You have to excuse me because I've got a piece of chewing gum stuck in the hole of my tooth. The rise of Rome, Genghis Khan, was the invading of the whole world, and the Vikings and more.
Asia, let's be realistic.
Yeah, as far as they were concerned, that's pretty much the whole world. And much, much more. So yeah, it's looking quite good, definitely for all you Civ fans. I'm sure that it will end up with your addiction to the game being even more.
The Play the Road introduction was alright as well.
Requires Sid Meier's Civ 4 to play. Right, let's get through a few things before we start getting into the game. With this one, it is like some other set expansion packs where if you stick in Civilization 4 CD and play Civilization 4, you will just be playing Civilization 4. There will be no aspects of Warlords in the game as far as we've worked out. So
I haven't actually tried it then.
So we've still got to try it, yeah, but from the looks of the way that the expansion pack is set up, it's going to be similar to that.
I'll try it now.
Which I imagine is probably the way they've set it up is so that you can play standard Civilization with me, because I don't have Civilization expansion pack.
Oh, that's funny. The copy protection for a wobbly, but it's still loading.
Here we go.
Yeah, that seems to be working normally.
Yeah, that's normal Civilization.
I love it. With the decent music.
Mm.
Not some stupid guy going. You wouldn't think this was amazing if you actually knew what the lyrics meant.
Right, what are the lyrics meant?
It's the Swahili version of the Lord's Prayer.
Swahili.
Seriously, that's what it is. I spent a whole 10 minutes finding out.
Cool. But yeah, that's definite. So it means that if you do have it and you've got people that you'd like to play normal, classic Civilization 4, you can still play it. So what happens is you put in the extra disc that comes with this, and you will play Warlords. But the
Warlords.
Don't worry, it doesn't mean that you're basically playing a complete separate game. All of the stuff, all the new stuff that we've been talking about is there for you to get your hands on.
In other words, it's an expansion pack.
All right, let me finish. But all the stuff from Civ 4 is connected, so all the stuff that you had access to in normal Civ 4, you have.
I wonder if I could load my old save games.
Fine.
No, that's not.
Unlike, say for argument's sake, latest game out of an expansion pack, Battlefield 2. Now, Battlefield 2 comes with an expansion pack, but when you play Battlefield 2, you have no access.
Yeah, you never played me Battlefield 2. You owe me a game of Battlefield 2.
Definitely. You can't. I wouldn't be able to play against Paul on Battlefield 2 with Special Forces, but it means that all the stuff that you get in Battlefield 2, you can't pick. They're not there in the other one. So, yeah, it's quite a good game. Definitely going to go out and buy it. Shiny, how much is it? $19.99.
Yeah, if you see me, I'll do it on staff discount.
Yeah. Sweet.
Because I need two copies for myself. One for this computer, one for that computer.
Yeah, because you abide the law where you must.
Even though they don't have CD keys to cast, right, anyway.
On with the show, so.
Yeah, they don't have a CD key, why don't you just copy it? GamerCast, disclaimer.
Do not copy games. Please look after your kittens and do not put them in microwaves.
Well, you need the disc to run it anyway, which is a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
But not that much of a problem. Ooh, new scenario.
But yeah, it looks quite good with the whole scenarios of being able to follow through those.
Yeah,
wars.
It's good having all these new leaders in there, because I was getting sick and tired of the old ones, especially that stupid Egyptian woman. She drove me to the fucking wall.
The good thing is there are some new characters in there that are civilizations that are already on the original game. It's just playing as a different person. As you know, if any of you are Civ 4 fans, some of the civilizations you had two characters to pick from.
Now, sometimes you have three.
Yeah.
Including England, even though they shouldn't call it England, and Russia, even though they shouldn't call it Russia with one of the characters, but never mind.
There you go. It's not 100% precise.
Well, I mean, otherwise people get confused. Why are there two countries which are like the same thing? It's like, you know, people would be like, I'm thick, I don't understand. Yeah, I'm actually thick, so fuck off.
Yeah, because there's thick people that play Civilization 4.
No, there isn't any thick people who play it, really, are there?
Then there's the temporary thick people, where the ones where their variants have leaked out of their eyes because they've been playing it for 80 hours straight.
80 hours straight.
Have you seen the Civilization?
Are you trying to commit suicide?
Have you seen that Civilization 4
yes.
advert? And he goes, I didn't go to the toilet. I didn't get up and go to the toilet for 3 days. He goes, what, you didn't go to the toilet? No, I just didn't get up to go to the toilet. And then he bursts into tears. Great.
Yeah, I'm funny.
I need to reinstall Civ 4.
Yes, you do, because we need to kick your ass.
We need to get a match between me, you, and Kat.
Yeah, I don't think Catherine's got it anymore.
She took it back. She didn't like it. You scared her off with Civ 4. I don't think I could get Laura to play it either. It's not RPG. She doesn't like building
stuff.
Hang on.
The unit promotion is very RPG-like. You can pick what skills they're good at.
Yeah.
So try and get her hooked on that.
I'll let her play and see what she thinks.
Look, if you kill this guy or build a barracks in your city, this guy gets experience points he can use to buy stuff. Like 10% more strength. Or 20% city attack.
Well, she's got a spell force and she can get her head around that. She didn't like all this building shit.
Well, there isn't any building shit, is there? It's just telling stuff to build.
Mm. But anyway, yeah.
Civilization for Warlords, brilliant. I mean, aside from the obvious, like it's got new leaders, new stuff like that, the battle sounds are now a lot better as well. So
you had some other points about the numbers on each of the characters you're building.
As anyone who plays Civ 4 would know, there's no easy way to tell how long sun it's going to take to build in the city unless you actually go into like all the detail pages. Now you can just see, you know, musket man 3 turns left or whatever.
Yeah. Make it a little bit easier when you're quickly playing against someone else, because you...
Especially when you're building wonders, which takes so long, and the bar really gets to the edge of the screen, and you're not sure if it's going to be this turn or the next turn, or even the turn after until it's going to be ready.
Which, fair enough, doesn't really affect you too much when you're playing against a computer, because you've got your own time. But when you're playing against someone else, you're trying to not rush yourself, but you're not trying to
get a move on, so I'm not waiting for a half hour.
Exactly.
I want my move so I can attack you.
So it allows you to know that...
I'm trying to build my nukes, okay? Give me my turn. I need my turns to build my nukes.
The nuke is theirs.
Although nukes aren't powerful enough. You know, it should destroy all the improvements in that city.
PS3. Just drop one of those on a city.
What's that going to do? The thing will just like shatter as it hits the ground.
I don't think it might scare them. PS3s are falling from the sky. The world's going to end!
No, the world is not going to end.
We're all going to die.
Well, yeah, of course we're all going to die. Because we're of a generation cursed with death. You know, in a couple of generations' time, death is going to be a thing of the past.
Yeah.
Enough salt's fucking look.
You'll wait, you'll go to...
50,000 generations and we're like the last one which has to die.
Yeah. Everyone will be immortal.
Apart from you.
We'll take over the world.
Well, how do they take over the world? Everyone else is immortal.
That's what I mean. We'll overpopulate, and people will end up falling off the planet because we'll be so heavily populated. They'll just be on each other's shoulders, and you'll just be.
Well, no, we would spread out.
Now, then that'll get NASA's ass in a year, won't it?
Well, I was thinking of Antarctica first.
Okay, we'll fill up Antarctica, then we'll build the space program to get us to other planets.
Underwater cities.
We can go build greenhouses on Mars, and on the moon.
Woohoo!
I want my moon base.
Tough, you're not allowed one.
Gamercast, you need a moon base.
Yeah, Gamercast will gladly pay £10 for a moon base. As long as we can get there for like a £2.50 taxi fee.
Paddling pool, upside down, peg it down, no to jump, couple of greenhouse plants. Cactus, they live everywhere. We could grow cactuses on the moon.
Not on the moon's surface. The moon's surface is sterile, totally.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, there's no soil, is there? It's just dust.
Where have you put soil on it?
Okay, we'd take up half the Earth to the moon just so we can put a cactus on it.
In a bubble. You ought to try it. You ought to start building, like, the Eden Project on the moon.
Well, I mean, the first thing they would do would be to take plants which are really harsh, like, you know, forms of algae and stuff like that, and try and get them working up.
Mm, that's what you need to watch Red Planet. With the algae.
What, the algae turned into a giant swamp monster?
Nah, something eats the algae and it gets a bit, won't say anymore. Wait till you watch it. Right, next. Show.
Hurry up, because we're already at 30 minutes. And we've got, like, no show notes this week, and we've used
up. Yeah, cool. I've got to go over to you, Laura.
30 minutes.
Right, okay. Nothing to do with games, but I've got to put it out there anyway. The new trailer for Transformers the Movie is out. Paul didn't like it because of certain reasons he's going to say now.
No, you can do a bit about Transformers first.
Transformers is looking pretty good. Obviously, this is just a teaser trailer, so the sort of impact that they give you is about talking about one of the rovers, which is, it's all wrong because they keep using the wrong names and the wrong devices and the wrong things, and but they're basically going on about the Mars landing that they did a little while ago that didn't succeed, saying that it did succeed and it was a big cover-up because of the footage that it showed, and then it shows the footage and it's this massive big robot which you only get a glimpse of it because it stands in the brightness of the sun and it stands on the camera, and then it comes to a shot of the Earth and it keeps saying that this is the only warning we would ever get, and then all of a sudden the words just transform into the proper words in front of the Earth, Transformers, and then it transforms to the date, which is the 7th of April 2007. Going to be an absolute great movie, but I must admit the trailer pool is not good. We're going to have to wait until the next trailer.
The trailer should never have been allowed to happen
because it's all wrong.
The people responsible for releasing that trailer should be thrown in jail.
Because it was the wrong... It was showing clips from NASA.
Shh. I will speak.
Go on, you speak.
To start off with, it showed the launch of an Atlas rocket.
Mm-hmm.
The Atlas rocket is developed by Boeing. Mm-hmm. NASA used them to launch, you know, the odd space probe now and then. So it started off with that. And said in 2003, the Beagle 2 Mars rover was launched towards Mars. Well, that's true, yeah, it was 2003. It was the 2nd of June 2003, and it landed on Christmas Day 2003. So that bit's right. They then cut to a bit of NASA mission control. Yeah, like it's anything to do with NASA. It was a European Space Agency mission. I don't know, I guess there's not enough footage of their, you know, secret evil headquarters where they're planning all these top secret things.
Yeah, I imagine there's probably not much footage, because, you know, NASA, they love to film everything.
But yeah, all this equipment is just used to measure TV ratings. Yeah. We'd have a clue how the shuttles are going. So yeah, it said it was the Beagle 2 Mars rover. The Beagle 2 was not a Mars rover.
It was a fold-out thing
which sat on the surface and analysed the soil for potential signs of life. So that's wrong. So that's 1, 2, 3 things wrong in only about 10 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
What was next?
Then yeah, it showed clips of the rover getting out and driving around.
Yeah, they actually showed the rover driving around when it was just like this fold-out beach ball thing. So no, it wasn't going to drive around. Then they said it was like a top-secret cover-up or something or other, and it was all classified.
It wasn't really classified.
Does this guy look like he's going to classify anything?
He's got sunglasses on, though. They've got that yellow tint, like he goes around with a shotgun shooting stuff. He's got sideburns that look really furry, like he stuck the side of a rabbit on his face.
This guy is a clear genius.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the way they always portray space missions is it's this evil government conspiracy. You know, this was done by the Open University and ESA, you know, which isn't a government organisation. It's the European Space Programme.
It's intelligent people putting shooting stuff into space.
You know, and they always say, oh, blah, 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 it's a top secret conspiracy, blah, 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 like the moon hoax, like... Oh, you know, they're going to cover up the last few minutes of footage. Why? I mean, how can you fucking cover it up? Those radio signals are being broadcasted in the direction of Earth. Anyone with a fucking radio receiver can receive it.
Mm.
You know, they don't even bother. Why would you even bother? They don't encrypt it. Why would you bother encrypting it? There's no reason to do it whatsoever. I mean, take when Russia first sent the probe to the moon. It was a British relay station that actually received the data on behalf of the Soviet Union, because the Soviet Union was on the wrong side of the Earth when it was due to hit the moon. You know, they always make it seem like it's this evil government conspiracy crap.
Now, let me.
And that pisses me off. They get like 50 facts wrong, objective facts wrong, and then they say this is all a government conspiracy.
From someone who films.
The people responsible should be thrown in jail for destroying the intelligence of the public.
Film student myself, so.
Oh, here we go. This is where they train people like that.
Let me just say, trailers. It is the mother's burdened sister slept with a father spawned demon of the film industry. They ruin every film.
What?
Trailers. Hate them. They're good. They get you kind of in idea, but
they don't get me interested. They get me pissed off.
Yeah, they get me pissed off when they just start showing you stuff and they show you all the best bits of the film, or they give you a portrayal of what you think the film is actually about. And when you watch the film,
I mean, it's about fucking My Little Pony or something.
But anyway,
well, I thought this was a game about intergalactic wars between He-Man and My Little Pony, not just My Little Pony doing stuff with their ice cream stall or falling off a waterfall or whatever.
But anyway, yeah, that's Transformers out soon. We'll bring in more as we get more. Right, what's the next thing?
Oh my god. Sorry, it's already on Wikipedia.
It's already on Wikipedia. Transformers, the movie.
Beagle 2 in fiction. That's enough said. It's all fucking bollocks.
Right. This is all.
For God's sake, just get your damn facts right before you start brainwashing people into thinking the Beagle 2 mission was a rover, and the Beagle 2 mission was a NASA mission, and it's all a government conspiracy. The fucking probe crashed. That's all there is to it. It probably landed, you know, on a sloping bit of a crater, and its solar panels weren't in the sun.
It probably went
you know,
through. It
there's always a 10% or 5% whatever the fucking chances of that happening anyway. So why are they so fucking surprised?
Wouldn't be surprised if it landed on some Martian's house and went through the roof.
Fucking see? There aren't any fucking houses on Mars. It's this fucking desert wasteland.
Yeah, with nothing. Get to Mars. Come on, we're waiting. Right, anyway, old rumors out, but they started releasing.
Old rumors, but Adam just found out about it. Though I'm sure I've mentioned it at least four times before on GamerCast.
But not that I didn't find out about it, is the fact that they just mentioned it to the public in general in a magazine. It was being mentioned in Games TM magazine. They were more not necessarily talking about the rumor, but by the fact that it's being pushed around a little bit more on.
Don't do that.
Yeah, sorry. Being pushed around a lot more on the website by a particular website. Sorry, I was kind of reading what you're typing. Basically, the rumor is that Sony are having a real big trouble fitting all the stuff that is actually in the PS3 into the actual casing, and they can't get it to fit in.
Old news, that's why they made the casing even bigger.
But getting on to that, they've also. One thing we haven't seen yet. Power supply. Is it a large brick that attaches to it? Have they even got it inside, or is it all out external? You know, I haven't seen shit.
Just imagine how hot it would be if it's inside.
Fire hazard. It has to have its own like smoke detector inside.
PS2 was a fire hazard, remember?
Mm,
yeah, recall. So was the Xbox. Remember the recall? No, they want a recall, but just gave you a new power lead with a circuit breaker on it.
Yeah, fixed it.
Didn't fix it, just put a fucking circuit breaker on it.
Yeah, they solved the problem. They just didn't set fire anymore.
Well, I met a real-life Ewok.
Yeah, she met a real-life Ewok. She went to the Star Wars convention in Bristol.
And there's a real Ewok there.
I presume so. I didn't go.
A real one?
Yeah. They breed them. So, yeah, they cut down on the processor power because they were having, I think it was a 60%... success rate with them working, or was it?
Was that the yield? 60%. They suck.
Yeah, so they've had to go down power wattage on the old processor so that they could actually get that percentage higher up. It basically would mean that they would be sending out PSPs.
Yeah, that's right, wasn't it?
And
they already had one of the DSPs disabled. Now they've disabled. Now on some of the boxes, the DSP is disabled. Another one.
Yeah,
and on some of them, they're not.
Then you got missing USB ports. They've taken out. What was it, the other thing they took out?
The router functionality.
Yeah, the router's been
taken out. Because you're going to use this as a router in the drawer of your desk where most people keep their routers.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm going to put this massive box as a router.
Comes with like the things you screw it to the wall, to the ceiling, so it's out of the way. So yeah, that is the Xbox. And now, PS3. I'm really curious to see what the hell they're going to do with a power supply. It's going to be interesting.
External.
Yeah. Something that you could like drop in your foot and break all your toes. It's awful. Right.
Well, it would just be too loud otherwise if you wanted to have all the fans in there.
Right, okay.
Actually, let's have it internal so it's really fucking loud.
That's before you put in the CD. When you put the CD in. Blu-ray.
And it conks out.
I haven't even got to the loading screen yet. Then it comes up and goes, PlayStation 3. Please replace your PlayStation 3 with the new PlayStation 3. We will not pay for this replacement. Thank you. I wonder if it's going to be like the Xbox, if they're actually going to get it so that it knows when it's broken, or this thing will just keep breaking and breaking and buggering up until it actually sets fire.
Oh man, just imagine that.
You're some kid.
You've got a big stack of PS3s in a warehouse somewhere, and you hear them just starting to make noises, and then you just catch on fire.
You pull it out of the box, poof, and it goes on fire.
Spontaneous PlayStation combustion.
It is. I know that it's going to be to the point where this kid's going to be playing on it for months and months, and it's like, and he'll go around his best friend's house, and he's like the only one out of the whole entire of the county that's got one that actually works. And he's like, wow, mine doesn't do that. Yours is so quiet. Yours loads so much faster. I don't even have that stuck on mine. It fell off in the box. I thought it was something for packaging.
No, it's just the top of the console, mate.
Some kid's like, wow, I've been opening the top and putting the CDs in that way. I didn't realise there was a drawer. Right, I say that's the end of the show.
Is that?
Yeah.
Do we have anything else to rant about?
Not really.
What's this? It's the record dialogue box.
Which you can see over there.
Yeah.
I know. Vista, it's going to rock. New platform.
Fun.
Right. I say that's it for this week. Get some more letters in. Yeah. Okay. And that's it from me. And that's it from him. Feedback at
GamerCast.net or leave it on the blog at GamerCast.net or post on the forums a bunch of crap at portforums.net.
And buy your real Ewoks at gamercast.ewoks.org. Alright. Later.
Yep, that's it.
Bye, Ewoks!
What?
Ewoks, I'm in PlayStation 3s, they're going to take over the Evil Empire. Bye.